Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
I think it's a typical Colt move. I mean, here's a team that needed a franchise quarterback to pass up a Trent Dilfer when all you have is Jim Harbaugh. Give me a break.
You know, we got a guy up there. Who in the hell is Mel Kiper, in a way?
It's Mike Schoep.
Quarterback?
No!
Ken O'Brien of California Davis.
Everybody said if Marino was going to be around at that time, they'd take Marino. Obviously, the Jets know something that, you know, the people up here don't.
And the Bulldogs.
Tim Tebow is going to be a Denver Bronco and a first round.
It's Mike Schoep and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
That Jet fan, what he said and how he said it, is just legendary stuff. I wonder if that, like, if whoever that guy is sort of famous for that clip. Well, people thought they would take Marino if they could get Marino. Obviously, the Jets, can't even do it. Obviously, the Jets know something the people up here don't. Right? Like, how great is it in retrospect, in hindsight, how great is it that a Jet fan, you know, Jet fans, is this even maybe still the thing because the draft moves around now and all the fans are crazy and in Halloween costumes, so I don't know. But, like, in the day, the Jets were the loudest fans at the draft, or the most.
They had the most fans at the draft, usually. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, like, that was a special pick in that crowd. And it's just so good.
Yeah. It's like, so great that he's giving the Jets the benefit of the doubt because,
yes,
like, that's the guy, like, because you hear the reaction there. Like, I don't know, it wasn't all boos, but it certainly was mixed at best, right? And like, no, the Jets, they know what they're doing. that's that guy.
But like, he says it.
How's that 30 years down the road?
Yes, I too, like, you know, they're a bunch of idiots. Like, I wouldn't have any use for that. It's not interesting at all. I too, like, his tone is more just melancholy. Like, obviously they know something we don't. Right, I mean,
Marino went.
It's perfect.
Where did he go in that draft? 28 or something?
Yes.
Like, yeah, right.
27 or 28. Was he the last pick? Oh, man, I don't know. 27, I want to say. Miami lost. No, that wasn't the year. I don't know. It might have been 28. It might have been last.
I don't mean to stick 28 in your head. I mean,
it might have been last.
I just know it was
one of the other.
It was way down there. Yeah, it was one of those two, I think.
He was 27th, which was second to last.
Darn it.
Who was 28?
Daryl Green.
The Super Bowl
was
Washington.
What did he ever do?
The Super Bowl was Washington-Miami. Washington beat Miami. So, okay, those were not even trades. Good. Daryl Green, one of the best ever.
Yep. They're retiring his number.
Why didn't that happen already?
Good question, because Washington's inept. And the last time they tried to play tribute to a defensive back, in this case one who, you know, died tragically, they made a mannequin and said this was a statue or something. It was a horrible thing they did with Sean Taylor. Hopefully new ownership's got the things on the right track there, and they're going to do right by Daryl Green, Because hopefully, do you remember the rollout of that Sean Taylor tribute? It was like a mall mannequin with a jersey on it, and it wasn't even like the current jersey. It was horrible. Just wasn't nothing was right about it.
Daryl Green was so good; the other teams should honor him. Maybe that's just a random thing that like Dallas could do: put a Daryl Green statue up. We just have that much respect for him. Patrick is with us. Hello, Patrick.
How's it going?
Good, Patrick. Thanks for calling.
10 picks. I move up, move down. I'm pretty confident Brandon Bean's pretty much smarter than anyone of us is calling in. I just want to know what you're over under on how many picks the Bills make in the entire draft. And if it's less than 10, doesn't that suggest we're moving up?
I expect them to move up. And even if they don't, I expect them to do stuff on Saturday with the plethora of picks they have and move around. My over-under would be 7.5.
It's a hard question because...
number of picks they make in the draft. I would say 7 or 8 is my guess.
I'm not sure their last 5 picks mean much of anything. So...
those guys are going to get cut anyway.
Or, you know, you could luck out. You want to make the picks because, I mean, the Bills themselves have players who were picked late like that. But they're not going to get you, like, move up substantially in like round 1 or 2.
No. So, I'm thinking like that if there's somebody they like on Saturday in round 5 that they'll use a couple of 6s to move up and, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, they're not going to package up 7s and 6s to move today or even tomorrow.
That's what I mean. Like, but it's hard to know which way that could go. They probably, it's a good question is, and maybe I should know the answer, although they wouldn't want to sort of have it be a rule. They should have they might have a number where they would be like no more than this number because of evaluation and, you know, the roster, other plans that they have. Also, I think this is interesting. I've seen this from some analytics studies, how you have a better chance making money, like having a career, not being drafted, signing after the draft as an undrafted free agent than being picked in the last 2 rounds. Because, you know, that you're going to maybe get a sort of a different expectations, perhaps. I don't know. Like, somehow it works out that those guys have, like, the Jason Peters of the world have better success rates than guys picked.
I had not heard that. It doesn't surprise me. I feel as this whole thing has evolved over the years, I feel like teams are less and less beholden to, I drafted you, therefore. Like, I think the guys the Bills pick on Saturday, especially, the 6th and the 7th round guys, they're going to sign, you know, whatever, 15 street free agents, like most years they do. And so they'll do that. And I think, and every team in the league does that to varying degrees. Like, it's not all the same number, but, you know, the teams will have 10 or so of these guys in their camp. And I think it's more than ever possible for teams to let it take its course. High picks is a different story, but you get to picks that are late on Saturday and you got a guy that came in that you signed as a street free agent and he outplays that guy in camp. Like, that's it. It's easy. And I don't know that it was always like that. I think teams might have felt more protective of their guys. We put ourselves out there. We said this guy warranted being picked, you know, 186 overall or whatever the hell the number is. And I don't want to look stupid for waiving him. So, for, you know, in favor of a guy that, you know, anybody could have signed. So I don't want to look dumb. So I'm going to keep. I think that's gone. That's old thinking, I think. I think teams are more open than ever to keeping those street free agents. So it wouldn't surprise me if that is becoming the case.
Patrick, what are you hoping for tonight?
My heart would love to see us, you know, get up there and get Odunze, but, you know, I'm more practical and I'm finding them sticking right at 28.
Okay. Thanks, Patrick. I mean, that's a lot of people. I think that might be the majority take here as we get within 2 hours of this thing is, it'd be fun. It's exciting. The trade up.
Yep.
But it's maybe not smart.
Oh, it's definitely not smart.
It's definitely not smart.
But I'm here for it. I'm yeah, I like a lot of dumb things. So, you know, I
got, love is blind.
I have no Sure. A Love show is Blind. I've never seen. I love it.
I tried to watch it today. I've been watching it. I'm late in season two. And at night, even last night, I was excited. My wife is away. The kids went to bed. I'm like, okay, let's go. And I watched two episodes of Love is Blind. And then this morning, I'm just like, all this draft stuff is consuming me. Hey, it's like the season finale. I put it on in 10 minutes. I'm like, I cannot watch this show during the day. It's too stupid. I cannot watch it. I need a beverage. I need to sort of be like 10% asleep, maybe. And I'm going to laugh at stuff. But it's just too stupid in the morning. I have to analyze that theory.
No, this is like me with like the threshold to watch a show on while I'm exercising on the bicycle versus watching it in the living room. That's a very different world to me. Like you got to meet a certain threshold of quality for me to turn you on the big TV in the living room on a Wednesday night. Wednesday morning on the bike,
anything
garbage
you'll watch
fest,
anything.
Whatever. I don't even care. It's fine. Just get me through 2 hours on the bike. That's all I'm looking for.
Yes, Sigmund Bloom had a quote tweet about this comparison, sixth and seventh round players versus UDFAs, but I haven't fully comprehended it. So just it's out there. Maybe it's worth some discussion. Mark is next. Hi, Mark.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
I think you got to do whatever you can to trade up and get like a Dunze or if the worst, Brian Thomas. Because if you give up next year's first-round draft pick, it's not much more than a high second, really. And I don't think you're giving up that much to get that stud receiver that can really put us over the edge.
Well, the difference in the two ideas that you had here, the two players, Odunze costs you a 1 and a 2 and a 1 and a 4, probably, like if you're targeting 9. And that might even be modest, but like that's has been enough to get it done before. That doesn't mean it'll be enough to get it done tonight if they want to do it.
And I think he's gone by 6 anyway.
Okay. So maybe Neighbors is there and you can maybe do the same thing.
Okay.
Either way, the Thomas trade, if you're talking about getting to 18, 19, somewhere in that range, you know, that doesn't cost you nearly as much stuff.
Be happy with Thomas. He looks like a stud receiver too. I mean, he just looks the part.
Yep. Okay.
He's big and fast, and he catches the ball. So yeah, I agree. He looks the part.
Questions about a game breaker type. I mean, this is a guy, athletic freak, big, and ran 4.3. So no question. Nobody's doubting his physical skills, but his game isn't supposedly so well rounded. And you know what exactly do you want if if you want somebody that can maybe resemble Diggs, it's not Brian Thomas. Like, Diggs was a witch. Intermediate, like, he could separate. He was like a perfect route runner. The kind of value you had in him, this is way different than that. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean you have to want somebody to emulate Diggs. Like, maybe you don't. That'd be weird, but maybe you want someone else. You're talking about speed all the time. I think that's right. You know, the Bills have not had that so much for as good as they've been, or either size, this guy is both of those things.
That's why I have come around to Xavier Worthy as a better idea than Thomas. Like, recognizing that, who knows? You may have to trade up for either one of them if you really want to get him. You want to keep Xavier Worthy away from the Dolphins there at 21. Like, I don't know. I think they need to draft defensive line, so we'll see what ends up happening. But Worthy to me, I it's not Diggs level, but I see a fully formed route runner. I see a guy that is creating separation, off of man coverage, in what I'm watching, and I think it's a more well-rounded player. I think the downside is he's 3 inches shorter or 2 inches shorter than Thomas, and 30 pounds lighter. That's a lot. I mean, it's the NFL. There's big dudes out there. So, Worthy. But I think there's enough recent evidence, little guys that you were concerned about playing receiver in the league and doing it successfully. You mentioned Devontae Smith and Tank Dell, or our guest did in the 4 o'clock hour. Those are recent examples of guys that, you could, Smith did not fall in the draft. He was picked pretty high, but Dell didn't go until day 2. I think Xavier Worthy is worth it to me. Like, I the speed, and I think there's more there. He's a more fully formed player. That doesn't mean that Thomas couldn't turn into a better player eventually, but, man, I got to hold a plug right now. And I'm not dying to, like, spend time ramping the guy up, especially if I'm going to trade up. Like, if I'm just going to sit there, I'm going to have to live with some growing pains while the guy learns it. But if I'm giving up something to go get a guy, even if it's modest, I'm going to have an expectation that he's going to hit the ground at least, I don't know, trotting, if not running.
Thank you, Mark. Getting connected with the fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We invite you to be next. Call your shot for tonight. We'll go until 7. Then the guys will take it from there, and we'll have coverage all night. Have you seen a picture of the crowds in Detroit?
I think Detroit is having a great day. Like, massive, 150,000 people downtown. And if you're watching ESPN, like, you know, maybe some of our audience is doing what we're doing. They've got it on, hopefully without the sound on, because they're paying attention to us. The shots coming out of commercials, even the river, the waterfront, like blue skies, no clouds. Detroit's having a great day. It's like a Chamber of Commerce day for Detroit.
It's so many people, though. It would be funny if people had the ESPN on and then us on, but the sound was down on the radio.
That would be odd.
You wouldn't do that.
No, usually not.
This just looks like an incredible mass of people that I myself do not find appealing. I'm not regretting not being there. Right. Let's just put it like that.
Right.
Just to be in a parking lot with 100,000 people, I mean, I don't know what I'd have to be watching to make me want to do it.
A Super Bowl parade. Or a Stanley Cup parade. Like, I'll brave crowds for that. But for this, I don't think I would really be in that.
I want to go to those parades, but I don't want to stand in it. Like, I'll be on a rooftop if I can get it.
Right.
I don't want to be in the mess. I don't want to be bumping around with people. It's, you know, I don't want to be at Woodstock. No thanks.
Yeah.
No thanks. I did, a couple of different times, really think hard about going tonight. I've never been to a draft. I have lots of friends through fantasy football who were there, Airbnb and different things. I don't know where they're hanging out exactly right now. Like, are they just in this? Or do they have a suite or something? Can you get that? What can you get?
I don't know. I would think hotel rooms in that general area are probably insanely expensive.
No, that's true. But would they be in the room? Or would they be at the venue somehow?
Yeah.
You'd want to... Like, is there... Probably yes, you can buy a suite.
Sure.
The venue?
Probably, yeah.
They would have that?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, you... Corporate partners, I mean, I've never been to one of these either, but if they're hosting the draft, there's the cattle call for the regular Joes in their jerseys and their face paint and all that, and then there's, the car company and the beer company and the advertisers and all that stuff, the corporate partners, they're not in that. They are not in that. No, 150,000 people. They're in it, but they ain't touching anybody. Nobody can touch them. Like, they're hanging out, you know, enjoying $40 cocktails somewhere.
Good for them.
Yeah.
So here we're getting closer here, and I don't want to get too distracted by the crowds and the suites and everything. The most, by far, commonly debated idea here continues to be the big move up. And the Bills have the media thinking they're capable of it. They have the fans thinking they're capable of it. It's not known whether they can do it, but it's kind of expected that they would. And so best to analyze what their options are, what the chances are, who the teams are, who the players are. So I said two callers ago, just from following today's rumors, that I think Odunze goes by 6 to the Giants. A lot of people seem to expect some jockeying between picks 3 and 6, or even a few picks lower than that. And so which team gets which guy? I think there's been a lot of conflicting, maybe this is just the game being played, but conflicting
speculation about which quarterbacks it is each of these teams wants. The Vikings, the Giants, the Patriots, with two quarterbacks really in the mix there for three teams. And maybe the Vikings get left out, or maybe the Patriots bail, or maybe the Giants decide based on what happens before. Like, they'll just pick Odunze, or they'll pick McCarthy, say. So more and more people that I read are saying it will be four quarterbacks in the top five picks and Harrison. And if that leaves the Giants at six, that is thought to be Odunze. Or, you know, or Neighbors. That would be their choice almost definitely between those two players.
Yep.
Then you have...
And then you're taking one last run at it with Daniel Jones, I suppose, if you're the Giants.
You know, right? Maybe they pick another quarterback later, Rattler or somebody like that. And then 7, 8, 9, Tennessee, Atlanta, Chicago. Offensive line is the speculation for Tennessee.
Atlanta could maybe grab an trade edge guy or something, like, right? Or even the Texas D tackle, not the big guy, but Murphy. He's got top 10 potential, I think.
Yep, there's been some recent steam on his being the first defensive player picked last few days. So you have him. But also trade down candidates. The Falcons, I think, the Chargers are obvious. I think the Falcons are almost as obvious that they should do it. If they get an offer for somebody, one of these awesome players that teams like the Bills maybe feel like they have to have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think L.A. starting over with Harbaugh and Justin Herbert, this is the dream where you can accumulate two firsts, you know, maybe seconds and thirds next year too, and go from there. Like, that's what I definitely would want to do if I were they.
I wonder, this is not like pertaining directly to what the Chargers are going to do here. I wonder how Justin Herbert is feeling in all this. You know, like, might he suspect that his new head coach, who's like as big a star as him, if not bigger, within football, would love to have his Michigan quarterback just hand the ball off 35 times a game? And, like, I'm Justin Herbert. I've got, like, immovable dead money, at least this late in the offseason. But, like, does my guy really like me, or am I just hanging out here until he can get rid of me? You know, move me to somewhere else because, you know, he doesn't want a guy that wants to throw it 50 times a game and has a rocket for an arm. He likes J.J. McCarthy, who's not half the athlete that Justin Herbert is.
Well, that would be the most incredible thing maybe ever to happen in a draft if they traded him.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're going to trade him, but I just wonder, like, what's going through that guy's head right now. You know, like, it. I know what public, you know, oh, yeah, Jim Harbaugh, yeah, we're going to go win, but... If I'm Justin Herbert, I am looking over my shoulder every minute, the minute that guy gets in the building. So I just think, like, he just wants to get rid of me.
I'm trying to think of what that would cost to trade for Justin Herbert.
Oh, my God.
Aaron is next. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, guys. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling and listening.
No problem. So I see there's reports coming out that San Francisco is trying to move into the top 10 by using either Ayuk or Samuel as pieces. Assuming no team in the top 10 bites on that, how would you feel about the Bills making a move for him, and what do you think it would cost to do that?
Well, I think it would be very exciting. They're both great. I think Ayuk is great. Deebo Samuel has already been proven to be great. He's older, and he's got his contract.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the question of, like, what you would want to pay Ayuk, how that compares. I think either idea is worth thinking hard about if you could do it. What would the Niners need? I feel like 28 for Ayuk is probably too low, but Bulldog has said, not if they're up against the wall thinking about his contract. It's still a first-round pick. They could basically be drafting who they see as his replacement. I'm not sure that's good math, but if I were, you know, the Niners, I would want to do better than 28 for Ayuk, at least, if not also Deebo. But Deebo, earlier we're talking about, could an A.J. Brown trade happen tonight where it's somebody you're not thinking of and he gets moved for a first? Yeah. That could be Deebo Samuel. Like, that, the Niners probably are better off trading him than Ayuk.
100%. I mean, he's one of my favorite players in the league. I think at his age, with the contract already, that is not a first round. Debo now, Ayuk's a different thing, and I don't know because he needs the contract. How that affects, you know, I'm buying him from you, but I'm also taking you out of a financial bind here. So I don't feel like that had. Like I said this yesterday, Diggs already had a contract when the Bills gave up the first to get him, and they didn't tear it up. He played under that contract for that first year here, and then they got to work on it. So I don't know. Either guy to me, I appreciate how good they are, but the market tells you in the past, neither guy should get a first-round pick, I don't think. Especially Samuel. At his age, with a contract already, if you're trying to get yourself out of a bind, I'm doing you a favor now, right? I'm getting a good player, a great player, but you are stuck. You're going to make a choice. You're going to divest yourself of Debo so you can sign Brandon Ayuk. Sensible, younger player. Different, but in certain ways better. Okay, you gotta pay me, and the payment is you don't get as good an asset back from me because I'm helping you out of a bind. So I don't think I should have to pay premium for either one of those guys, honestly. But maybe it'll come to pass that somebody will, or even the Bills will. I don't know, but I feel like that's more like Keenan Allen, Amari Cooper type trades as opposed to. Or even Diggs, who went for a second. Like, that's, you know, comparable. He's 30, and he had a contract, and I was kind of impressed that they got a second.
We've got to get to a break. It's getting close, and maybe this is sort of normal, but I am starting to smell that big trade. I'm starting to sense it. I feel like it's there. You know, it's a question of whether you would. But I think it's there, which is somewhat of a development. Could there be, you know, an opening for the Bills to get all the way up into the top 10? I feel like that answer is known to be yes at this point with the reporting during the day. Too many teams seem to be excited to tell their stealth media partners that they want to move down. So, get ready. It's a long way up, but I wouldn't rule it out. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at 803-0550. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.